أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من ينجيكم من ظلمات البر والبحر تدعونه تضرعا وخفيا لئن أنجانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. قل الله ينجيكم منها ومن كل كرب ثم أنتم تشركون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat, the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His power, His omnipotence over His servants, His slaves, and the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so powerful, yet at the same time Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. Allah sends malaika to safeguard and look after insan, and all of this happens until Malakul Maut comes and extracts the ruh of an individual. Each one will be returned to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and all command, all sovereignty, all judgment belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Continuing with the theme of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here speaks about insan's attitude towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah showed and Allah spoke about His greatness, His qudrat, but how do we fare with regards to being beneficiaries of all the different ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down to us? Are we indifferent to this? Are we appreciative of these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives an example. Qul, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من ينجيكم من ظلمات البر والبحر. Who delivers you, who saves you, who frees you from the darknesses of the land and that of the sea. تدعونه تضرعا وخفيا. You called upon Allah Ta'ala, you beseeched Him, you petitioned Him, you invoked Him. تضرعا وخفيا, with humility, humbly, and also secretly in your heart. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala depicts this picture of a person that is all alone, and he is in the darknesses of the earth. Darknesses here will be, for example, night, there is no light, there is load shedding, power failure, there is absolutely nothing. A man may be in the absolute forest, jungle. There is no sign of any help anywhere. There is no human to be seen. There is no light that a person can walk towards. There is absolutely nothing. He does not have the modern equipments like that of cell phone or other things. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the darkness of the sea that a person is in the, at night, it is cloudy, there is no stars, there is no moon that is in sight, and is absolutely dark. That is the one aspect of the picture that Allah Ta'ala paints. The other aspect is dhulumat, the darknesses. In other words, the calamities of the sea, the calamities of land. That there is a storm, there is a tsunami, there is an earthquake. All of that has been regarded as darknesses by the commentators. But there is no one that can avail themselves to assist a person. At that time, what does insan do? تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا. At that time, insan, you will call upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The greatest of atheists, the greatest of mushrik, the greatest of kafir, even the greatest of believers, the weakest of believers, at that time will put everyone and everything aside, and one Allah will be petitioned. And how that one Allah will be petitioned? تَذَرُّعًا, with absolute humility, knowing that I have absolutely no power whatsoever, I do not have any ability, any capability to do anything. Now we place everything in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَخُفْيَا, secretly, from the depths of our hearts, from the crevices of our hearts. لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. What is that one dua that everybody will make to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? That, O Allah, if you emancipate us, if you deliver us, you save us min hadihi, from this dhulumat, from this storm, this calamity, this difficulty, lanakunanna minashakirin, with great emphasis that I would most certainly, without doubt, be from amongst the thankful, the appreciative servants of you, O Allah. In other words, now I'll abide by all your commandments. Now I will start making namaz. Now I will come for fajr. And now I will read Quran Sharif. And I will make dhikrullah and all of that. And I will give out sadaqah and everything else. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. But Allah Ta'ala says, the sad reality of insan is this. قُلْ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from these type of calamities. Allah ta'ala saves you, and that is why you are alive, from that storm, from whatever, the earthquake, the distress of this world, wa min kulli karbin, and from all other kinds of distresses. Leave the storm, but whatever difficulties you have, you turn towards Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers you from it. Allah ta'ala emancipates you from it. Thumma antum tushrikun. Then suddenly, insan, you make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I had not taken that loan from that bank, then I would have never been in this position today. We then assimilate partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab, rahimahumullah, may Allah ta'ala elevate his status. He has given a very, very important lesson here. He says here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the picture of a person from whom all the asbab, all the means have been cut off. At that time, that person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by and large it is understood Allah is speaking about a mushrik. Look at a believer. A believer has means at certain times. A man becomes sick. So now in that sickness he will turn to medication, he will turn to practitioners, he will turn to different machineries, equipment, etc. And by and large we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, In the illness, in the sickness, a believer with all the means around should first turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beseech from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ask from Allah ta'ala, and then be ever grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.